Let's have a word of prayer as we get started this evening. Father, we're thankful that you protect us. You provide for us even though we're not aware of the things that occur all around us. We're thankful in your matchless grace that you provide for your children as a faithful father. We're asking that you just protect these two people we've mentioned this evening, Karen and this woman. Regardless of what the circumstances have to be, that you provide for them and protect them as only you can. This would be an opportunity for us to focus our attention on you, to be able to cast our cares on you more frequently than possibly we've done in the past. We ask that you just bless those who attend classes and make application. Bless those who couldn't possibly make it this evening. We're just asking that you provide for us this hour the information that's necessary for us to function as believers in the 20th century. We thank you for it in Christ's name. Amen. Verse 7, we're talking about the multiplication of grace. We've already seen it in the Trinity in verse 2. We've seen it in God's plan in verse 3. We've seen the multiplication of grace in verses 4 and 5 as far as the divine inheritance is concerned. Now in verse 7, we're talking about grace multiplied in suffering. We've already studied that the testing of your faith be much more precious than gold. And in other words, we said that it's a greater value than gold that perishes. The information you have inside of you is much more greater. God's word is much more greater than any circumstance or any detail in life. And the passage went on to say, though it be tested by fire, the word be tested by fire. And we said this is where you have your celebration. When you have precious situation, make application from the information that's in your soul. And yes, I misplaced my notes. And we're talking about the I did it again. That whenever you have a pressure in time, and you apply the circumstances that the information that you have to the circumstances, then this is the celebration that goes on in your life. Though it be tried by fire. Okay, I'm in good shape. Now in verse 7, it says, it might be found unto praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, in time when you have testing and you make application of the information that you have in your soul, you have a celebration. And as a result of that also, you have praise. The word found means to be discovered. And honor and glory at the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, as you make application in your life to the situations that exist, your trials and tribulations, not only do you have a celebration, but you reflect the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the expression, the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ, means that this will be rewarded. In other words,